is on screen, the waiting period of natural navigation becomes available. This station will now see the
transmission. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
We are.
How's it going today, Cameron?
It's going great for me.
Is it?
Kobe, I almost killed him.
Man.
We tried to set up. He's had a rough go.
I really have. So a couple days ago, I sliced my hand open, got five stitches. That was really good.
What knife were you using anyway?
That was the Columbia River Knife and Tool, Tonto. It's one of those.
It ripped it open.
Yeah, it sliced it open real nice. And then today we're here in the new podcast studio. As you can tell, there's still some audio issues going on in here. We're trying to get those fixed. But we were trying to put some stuff on the wall with some spray adhesive. And Cam literally clocked me in the forehead with the adhesive. And split
I just
it.
Come down right square, right in dead center in his forehead. Yeah. And he's like,
So those of you watching, you can see nice little band-aid up here. But you know, to top it all off, so he's like, okay, we need to run to the clinic to get this thing worked on. And so he's like, we're gonna put some Dermabond on it and get it fixed up. Then what happened, Cameron?
And then rare and all the time that I've used that stuff, Kobe had some weird local reaction, so it puffed up like half an inch.
Yeah,
it looks like a weird kiss on his forehead now.
So I look pretty awesome. So I had to put this Band-Aid
on. He's got a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
It makes it look even less noticeable.
But anyways, besides that, what are we doing today?
Well, we're talking about how to do stuff for free.
Yeah.
We want to talk about how to prep without spending anything. Yeah, nothing.
If you have no money, what are you going to do?
You're just like, I got to do this, but I haven't had a job for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to talk about how to use what you have now and just get going on it.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about that. We also have some survival boxes. We got the new battle box. We got lots of fun stuff. But first,
good reviews.
Yeah, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.tacpack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That is 10% off with our code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
Right now.
Listener, reviews starts now.
Yeah, so we got a nice listener review the other day, and we're going to read it right now.
It was a good one.
This is from Sherry Fritch McGraw. Yeah, and she gave us 5 stars. She said, these boys ruined my marriage, she says. Well, I apologize for that, Sherry. Desperate for a fresh breath of podcast goodness in the midst of inoperable insomnia, I hastily clicked the button that dropped me into the world of these two nutbags. Now, instead of being lulled to sleep by canning and gardening podcasts, I stay up all night, stifling chortles and guffaws so as not to wake up the hubster. Last night, he reached over to comfort me, thinking I was crying, when in fact, I was burying extended giggling jags into my now moist pillow. Thanks, you weirdos. I'm hooked and quite possibly single.
Good.
Yeah, that was good
stuff. This is what we try to do.
It is exactly what we want to do. So if you guys want to be a part of this portion of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon, leave us a 5-star review and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
So, like we said, this is our first podcast in this brand new studio that still needs some work. It's an ongoing operation.
Need a lot of work.
Operation New Studio. That's all I had on that. There was nothing else.
There's no name to it.
There's no name to it.
Because we can't get it yet.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about, actually. We put a little video up on Facebook and also on Instagram. And we're having you guys come up with the name. We got some good ones so far.
We've got some really good ones.
So we're going to give you a little bit of time left on this, maybe till the next podcast. And we're giving away the gun oil lube from the last battle box and the DVD from it as well. So the best name gets that stuff.
You can come up with a good one.
Come up with a good one, guys, because we're ready.
It's a mad, mad world.
Did you ever find one?
I did, yeah. You go first.
All right.
You go first.
So, apparently, there was a massive... Oh, gosh dang it.
Massive what?
Meteor. meteor that struck near a U.S. occupied base.
Really?
And it was 2.1 kilotons of force.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, how close was it? Like, there really wasn't much detail given. And the thing that they didn't understand is why the U.S. didn't really say much about it.
Yeah.
The Air Force and everything. It was somewhat close to Russia. So there was some kind of freak out about, like, you know, what if they were to mistake it for an attack?
Oh, geez.
You know, yeah. or consider that they just dropped an atomic bomb, because some of those come with that kind of force.
Yeah, exactly.
And they, one of the, I don't know what the dude's name is, some nuke guy said,
some nuke guy
meteor explodes with 2.1 kilotons force, 43 kilometers above missile, early warning radar at Thule Air Base. We're still here, so they correctly concluded it was not a Russian fire strike. There are nearly 2,000 nukes on alert, ready to launch. So it's like,
that'd be crazy.
Two big countries and a base that's kind of mutual nearby. Yeah. It's like,
that's like
that's all it would take, you know, a mistake. And then somebody's like, whoa.
It's like the basis of a movie or something. Launches. Dude.
I know. It's what I was thinking. It's like some of all fears type of thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Dang. So that's scary.
That's nutty. So that was a good one. Thanks, Cameron.
Super good.
You know, I read this article the other day. This isn't really that crazy. It's stuff that happens all the time, but it was just like a really good reminder. This article said a neighborhood in Baytown, I think this was Texas somewhere, is relieved to have running water Sunday after going without for 5 days. So this town in Texas.
Is Texas like a million degrees right now?
Oh, yeah, it's like 2 million degrees, I think. So, like, people were without, like, they had a pump go out in, like, a community well or something.
Jeez.
And so they were trucking in water, and they had, like, water trucks that would come in and hook up to that pump to try and push it out, but they just couldn't get it enough out to everybody.
Wow.
So 5 days without water, and people were freaking out, obviously, because that's what people do, you know. But it's such just, you
I
know
could
what?
Totally see that looking, like, in Texas,
yeah.
Looking like Mad Max, like, oh, the water trucks coming in.
Exactly.
And grappling onto it to get the water.
There's a guy on the front playing guitar. Or that guy.
Yeah, in Fury around. Road.
Yeah. On the water
truck.
That was
a sweet show.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was really good. But no, so it's just, you know, it could happen anywhere. Those things, they happen all the time. Yeah. So you just have to be
ready. 5 days is in a long time.
Well, it's not a long time, but it's
it is a long time.
It's both.
With water.
It's both not a long time and a long time. You know what I mean? After a couple days. I mean, can you imagine?
And of course, it's in the middle of summer.
Yeah, it's in the middle of summer. So just get your water preps ready, because that's the stuff, man. It's what you need to be worried about.
That would freak me out.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into our topic today. This is going to be fun.
I have to mention on the Mad World real quick, that guy in Washington, that's insane.
Oh, where he stole the plane?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, dude, that was like,
it was messed up. You could have hurt a lot of people, but I'm like, man, that dude's like, I'm gonna go out with a bang.
Yeah,
freaking does a barrel roll. Yeah, in that
it's like passenger jet,
and he's like, I don't know how I just survived. Does this thing do a backflip?
I swear, he's like went and was playing GTA before he did this.
That's exactly what I thought.
You know what I mean?
GTA was the very game that came to mind.
Like, yeah,
that's exactly what it was.
Oh man, that was nuts, huh?
Super weird.
But it's crazy the stuff that can happen.
But the security makes you worry.
Yeah, it really does. Man. Well, he was an employee though, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know,
It does. It makes you worry totally. Okay,
yeah, he probably didn't jump a cart over the fence and in there.
Yeah, he probably didn't do that. Yeah. Because that's how I would do it.
That's how I'd do it, too.
We're talking today prepping, really a bunch of prepping tips and things you can do that cost zero monies.
You don't have to spend
any monies. No coins. No dollars, no cents, no nothing. We're just talking about what can you do if you got no cash. You got no, like, because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't prep.
Yeah.
I have no money.
Or it's not cool what I could build.
Yeah.
And so
we're
going to
give you
wait.
A whole bunch of things you can do for $0. No monies.
De grasa.
Yeah, what he said.
Number one, why don't we just get into it?
Let's just get right into it.
So water, you've got to think about how am I
going to
contain this water?
We just talked about that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Water.
So anything can just happen, and you can be without
anything
water.
Anything can happen.
Anything. Mm-hmm. And water's your number one thing to be worried about. So a few things that you can do, store tap water in whatever container you have.
Yeah.
Like we use the 2 liters a pop. I wash them out good. They're not great long term stuff.
Yeah, they're not great for long term stuff.
You know, juices and things like that. So, but they're containers, and you have fresh water now.
So if you're gonna do juices, just make sure you really wash them out really good, and you might have to treat the water. But
and I write on there, you know, the date that I store it, so I know, you know, 2 weeks from now.
Or if you're worried about it,
3 months from now, I'm still not worried about
it. If you're worried about it, then just, you know, change them out. Would you? Oh, I thought you said oil it up for a second. Just oil it up.
2 drops of mineral oil per gallon.
Yeah, a little bit of vegetable oil. A lot of stuff's good as new. No, don't listen to that. Remember, any tips we give you in this voice right here are not good tips.
Yeah, but you can store it now, and you can store. And I'm sure you have cans, or we even don't want to use cans.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you could use.
I'm sure you got cans. Don't tell me you don't.
You got two nice cans.
You got a nice can.
Bottles of water and things like that. Just get storing. Doesn't matter. You don't need to have a fancy water system. Just put it in a bucket.
Anything,
put a lid on it.
Anything you have that will hold water, just put it in there.
Exactly. And just the other thing
fill
is...
fill up your bathtub and never use it. Right?
Just pull some plastic over it. Kids, don't get in there.
That's your prepping water. Just in case. That's your prepping water.
And every like week, you're like, I'm going to wash in it. Yeah. And then change it out.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Just keep your bathtub full water at all times. And then make sure, because those tanks that we've talked about getting water from in an emergency, make sure the back of your toilet tank is clean.
Make sure it's potable water.
Some of them. Well, potable is going to ruin a toilet. You don't want to use the potable water.
Don't want to take crap in that.
So, yeah, clean your toilets, too. You never know.
No,
you
might be absolutely
sipping out of that bowl.
The back, right? You're talking about?
Yeah, the back.
Well, clean it all, but the back is...
Remember the big blue things? Up to 4 months.
4 months. Yeah.
Yeah, you put that in there, you're screwed. So, but just use whatever you have. Start filling up everything.
Yeah, fill it all.
Water's
like
available now in an abundance, mostly. So just put it in whatever you can. You don't need to go and buy anything.
No.
You got water right now.
Good. Exactly. Water. Okay. Number two. This one, so this only applies to certain people. If you have stuff to can. So one of these is can your leftovers.
Yeah.
A lot of people have leftovers and they just like, oh, I'm going to throw it away.
I'm going to take it to work and leave it there for 6 months.
Exactly. I'm going to grow some mold. I'm going to make some penicillin at work maybe. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, but, you know, if you have like a bunch of chicken or a bunch of
chicken
or meatloaf or whatever it might be, you can go ahead and can that if you have canning supplies.
I ain't wasting this cereal.
Captain Crunch, I'm going to can it.
Marshmallows are swollen like that big.
Look like my forehead.
You just got to break through the marshmallow on top.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
Marshmallows look like my forehead. So do some canning. If you have it, just can up everything.
Well, I have
you
like
can.
A ton of mason jars.
Yeah.
So you just... Mm-hmm. Stick dump soup and food, or turn it into soup. Whatever you
whatever you gotta do.
Grilled cheese sandwich, blend it.
Yeah, mix that was nasty.
But really,
cheese sandwich soup.
But yeah, there's ways to save that food. You never know. Back your fridge, you may be glad you left crap.
You
back
really
there.
Might. Yeah,
2 month old cheese.
Exactly.
Just kidding. That doesn't last a week in my house.
No.
Number three. Why don't you just first make an inventory list?
Why don't you
do that first?
Well, after you've done some stuff, though.
Yeah. I kind of put up here, though, is like start make an inventory of what you already have and like break down these things that we're going to talk about. So I moved it up the list.
Sure. Yeah, I like that.
Well, what did I just hit? I moved my notes. So get a list of medical supplies, how much water you can store now, and... It also helps you to see when I do make some money, I'm going to go to town, and these are the holes that I have in my storage plan. You know, I don't have macaroni and cheese. I don't have cheese. I don't have macaroni.
Nor a combination of the two.
About ripped a cord out.
Jeez.
But it's really something that I've tried to do a lot lately is getting that list of all the things that I have and know where they're at, know what bags have what. And
well, and if you start early inventorying, like, it's a lot easier. Yeah, like, I tried to start late. And
I did too. Oh, and I still haven't gotten
such a
caught
pain,
up. Oh, yeah,
so
I forgot
much.
To add that.
Yeah.
And it helps you to rotate stuff out and know what you need to eat first and what to eat last.
It does.
And even when we when I first got married, my wife and I had a bag of just like clothes that we stuck in there, some crappy shoes.
Yeah.
And it was like terrible stuff. You know, yeah. Now that I open it up, I'm like, what? DC shoes that are like yeah. huge white, like stuff that I'm like, well, at least I have some footwear.
Exactly.
Big old baggy Jinko jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And Jabos.
Jabos, yeah. Yes.
But you could just start putting that stuff together, make a bag, a bug out bag with simple crap around there.
Yeah.
And then make an inventory.
It's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's really cool.
So number four, browse Craigslist, you know, or Facebook or sites like freecycle.org. Just get all the free crap people are getting rid of. I can't tell you how many times like I go like on like we have like a local Facebook.
It blows my mind what people put up for free.
Yeah, it's like I'd sell. I don't want this.
I'll get it from them.
2001 Mazda has 100,000 miles, but I don't want no. I was like, what?
I know.
You know, just like crazy the stuff that people are getting rid of.
Clear full 600-gallon gas drum.
Yeah,
no longer needed.
I had gas like a month old. I'm gonna put brand new premium in my ride.
I got 88 octane. I need 91.
Yeah, so you guys can have it if you want it. So just there's like Craigslist has tons of stuff. Like I said, freecycle.org is a place that you can go check.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not the best, but you know, you might find something.
Sounds like
in there.
Bicycle. Free bicycle.
Free cycle, yeah. Like I said, Facebook pages, those are all really good to kind of find free stuff that people are getting rid of. I mean, it could be scrap wood or...
Yeah, well, even the classifieds in the news.
Yeah.
I see, like, mm-hmm. people have tons of, like, shed
yeah.
roofing and crap like that.
It's just like get it out extra. Of my hair. Yeah.
I have, like, 600 feet, I swear, of pipe for sprinklers.
You got a lot of pipe to lay.
Uh-huh. I put in some suckle... Did nipples you? On the sprinkler system. Anybody can come share my sprinkler.
Make it easy.
Yeah. So there's tons of free stuff out there. Go there get is. It.
Yep.
It's all yours.
Mm-hmm. If you can get it.
Yeah. Are we at five or lost? My
five. You're on five.
Make an emergency kit. So at the end of that last one, I was talking about just putting that crap together that you have, you know, no use for. And you're like, should I get this, take this to Goodwill or, you know, get rid of it or charity. Just use some of it and put it in the bag.
Use some of that stuff, put it in a bag, call it good.
I think I did blend this one in the inventory list on accident. But yeah, that it's really simple to do. When my wife and I were first married, we made a bag.
Got some DC shoes, big and white. Had something on my feet.
Just end all my things with that.
The same story.
Yeah. But yeah, you really can make a... pretty good bag with the stuff that you already have. If you camp, you have great stuff already. And just making it so it's real portable and in the same, you know, in one location so you can get on out.
Yeah.
That's a way to be a prepper right there.
It really is.
You don't have to pay nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's part of being a prepper is being resourceful.
That's
and being being able to improvise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's such a big deal.
Right, there's how you do it.
Exactly. All right, I like that one. So the next one, we've talked about this several times, but get the free apps that are very helpful.
Get the free apps.
It's a really good idea. So here's a few that you can look at getting. the first one is the CDC app. I've liked this one. It has like health articles and tips. Like if you get conked in the noggin with a adhesive spray can, what to do.
what emergency plan to do.
Yeah, it has like disease outbreak warnings and you can get warnings from different areas. The same with the FEMA app is the same way. The FEMA app's cool because it does like real-time weather alerts from it.
Yeah, nice.
And you can do like up to five locations. So if you're like, I want weather alerts for Utah and Wichita, Kansas and Jacksonville, Florida and Portland, Maine. And you can get all of them.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Anything you want. But it also helps you like locate emergency shelters and emergencies.
It has
good safety tips and it has like some lists for emergency kits and stuff, which is kind of cool.
So these are really cool.
Yeah. Free app. And then you can just go ahead and get like different survival apps that are just straight up survival apps. You know, the one I have, I think is just called Survival Guide and it's basically like just like a PDF of survival knowledge.
That's what I have.
And whatnot.
Too.
They have one called Ham Tech. It gets you ready to get your tech license. So if you want to do ham radio, that's a good one.
You can do it.
You can do it. I saw somebody on our Facebook group that just got their tech license. But yeah, there's free stuff for that. There's one that I saw called Wild Edibles Light.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah. So I think it only gives you certain things you can eat, but because it's a light version, it's not the free one, or it's not the pay one, you know.
Yeah.
But it's free, and if it helps you figure out what to eat in an emergency, I think that would be well worth it.
Free is free.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, get some free apps, man.
I do like those, the CDC, FEMA, because you can download stuff.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have a way to store that on your device and things like that. So
I agree.
Definitely check those out.
Definitely.
No, they're really good. We talked about that. Volcanoes, they even have like a like lists for like every type of emergency.
Yeah.
So who knows? Whatever you're around and whatever you think's gonna happen, download it.
Get on.
Nah, nah. Number seven, make sure that you're not a fatty and you're not gonna have a coronary as soon as.
Yeah. Well, you can even be a fatty.
Coronary.
But you just gotta be a fit fatty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, true. You can be a fit fatty.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you need to be walking, run, jog, whatever you need to do to just get your ability to have some endurance.
Yeah.
You know, you need to last. You never know when you're going to run away.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have Bowflex and nice weight rooms and subscriptions to 24-hour fitness.
Yeah, you don't have
memberships,
to.
I guess I should say.
Bowflex, man. those yard sale sites always have Bowflexes for
everybody's
sale.
Everybody's bought them.
I swear it's like
they're like
people go
too. You're like, oh.
People go like in the spring and they're like, I'm gonna buy me a Bowflex. This is gonna be perfect to sell back in about 3 months on for sale site.
I know. The only useful thing that I found that was free was a nice bench that, you know, it can incline and decline.
Oh, really?
Man, I love that thing.
Yeah, nice.
So again, free stuff. But you really need to get in shape. And I've been working on this. I'll get in shape with you.
Yeah.
Just talk to me about it and how we want to do it.
Maybe we need to do like a casual prepper's workout plan. Like preppers.
Just a simple little
prepper plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We can send pictures of each other with shirts off before and after.
Stay survive plan. You know? I think that's a good idea.
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you really don't have to have all the nice equipment. You just, like, cardio is the number one thing to work on. Just, you need to have good endurance, be able to carry your bug out bag.
In Zombieland, isn't that the number one?
It is, yeah.
Cardio, right? Yeah. So
or number two.
Or is it number two?
Number two.
Or double tap is number one. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
It's been a long time.
It's important, though.
It's very important.
And then if you want to be bulky and scary, you can add that to your workout plan.
Yeah.
Just get out there. Start walking around.
Lift some weights.
Put your bug out bag on and go jog.
Yeah, but if you don't have a bug out bag.
Every time you go to the mailbox, put your bug out bag on. It's a good idea.
Can you imagine? My mailbox is across the street.
No, it was really nice when I lived across from you because
the mailbox is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, that has to be part of your plan. And God, I can hear myself echoing.
I know.
We
got some work
to
do.
Get it done.
Yep. That was a good one. Thank you. The next one. Bury a survival cache, and this, you know, the survival cache doesn't have to be something that's super like crazy and intense and like big and complicated. It could just be like a couple of matches, like a can of tuna, and like a cheap, you know, knife or something. I mean, just something,
yeah,
you know, and bury that in a strategic place that you think that might be helpful for you somewhere.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheap. And you can use stuff that you have, just maybe laying around your garage, or maybe if you don't have a garage, it's laying around in that drawer
in your shed.
Yeah, in your shed. If you don't have a shed, it could be just laying around in
under
junk
your
drawer.
Tarp. I don't know.
Under your tarp, yeah, wherever. So bury your survival cache in a very strategic place. It's cheap, and you can just use, if you have to, just use like a plastic bag or something, you know, like a Ziploc, and tape it up. Use some duct tape on there.
There be no police dogs digging it up.
Nope. Yeah.
We talked about doing that. We should seriously make a little cache just like of crap that we're using right now.
Yeah.
A time capsule more is what I'm talking
about. Time capsule.
About.
Yeah. We should.
But no, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. And you can bottle up whatever you want. Sure. Maybe that bottle of water that you could put that in there too.
Yeah.
Number nine, use plastic bags, newspaper, and stuff like that. When you go to Walmart. Typically, you buy... If you go to Walmart, or...
If you don't have any money, you might not be going to Walmart.
That's true. So, you already probably have these bags, because I know normally when I go to get a deodorant or something, I get like 25 bags.
Yeah, I don't know
They're
how
all
that
like
works.
Sucked together on the back. I'm like, well, there's like 15 of these. But those like clutter all over underneath my sink, and those can be used for all kinds of different good things, like... smothering somebody.
So that was the first thing I thought of. You know, they'd kill somebody
with it. You kill somebody with. They're good for trash, soiled linens, contaminated items, bedding. You can use those. You know that the other thing is like that stuffed jacket thing that we got from BattleBox.
Oh, yeah.
You could just stuff a bunch of those Walmart plastic bags in there and give you good insulation.
I like that.
But yeah, those plastic bags pollute the earth. So you might as well use them.
For something. Yeah.
Newspapers, too. You get a lot of ads and garbage and bills. I ball those all up.
Yeah. Final notice.
You have been evicted.
Sometimes you get them on your front door.
Yeah, the green notice one.
Yeah.
There's like a yellow one that says. Yeah, those, just tear them all off. But they can be used as insulation, fire starter, fuel, you can put them all over the ground if you're some weird virus and everybody's puking all over the place.
Yeah.
But I try and save some paper.
Hamster cages.
Magazines, too, are great to.
Yeah.
What kind of magazine you looking
Any
at?
Any kind of magazine.
But I'm not telling you to be a hoarder. It's kind of a little hoardish. But just you think about how you can use these items. Be resourceful.
The thing. Just reusing stuff that you have every day that's just like. Sitting around,
yeah,
and freely available. I have a ton of those
freaking plastic bags. I've always thought that. I'm like, I stuff little cracks, you know, window cracks if it's smoky outside.
Or if you had to go capture rain with it, you know, put it outside and get a bunch of rain.
Yeah, sure, when it's raining, it would work.
Like you can use them for something.
You could,
you know,
yeah.
When SHDF come to town,
whatever you want,
whatever you want.
I should add in here. I think I have it somewhere else, but. Even potato chip bags, I read somewhere in a forum.
Potato chip bags? Yeah.
Those things are pretty, they're sealed pretty tight on the, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
You pop them open on one side, the other side.
Yeah.
You can hold water in them, blood, whatever you want.
Hold blood in them?
Maybe somebody's bleeding out.
What you got there? A bunch of blood in my Lay's bag.
I caught my blood.
Saving it for later.
It's salty in there. I think it keeps it good.
Keep the blood lasting longer. Goes good. It's better when it's going blood back in.
Blood pudding in a Frito-Lay bag.
When it's going back in, it's better. A little soft in it.
Why does this taste like harvest cheddar?
Harvest cheddar. Sun chips.
Man, it just tastes weird.
It's funny.
Anyway.
Next one. This one is kind of interesting. This one I found quite interesting.
I'll cry.
Free samples online. I don't know if you've ever looked at this.
No, you can get a ton of crap.
But
Tawny had my wife. She has
my wife.
Yeah, she got like tons of formula. Like
yeah,
the
oh
little
yeah,
packets and the little quick. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you can get tons of crazy.
That was
stuff.
A good one. That was good thinking.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different websites where if you want to give them your junk email or whatever, because you're always gonna have to give them your email. You don't want to give them your normal
at
one.
Yahooer.
Yeah. At email.
Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And somehow it gets back to you.
It does. What the freak? How did this get back to my other email?
Cookies. It's so dirty cookies. they got into my cookies.
So, what are you talking about?
The browser, you know, like the
store. All the cookies. I was like, oh, you're talking internet stuff.
Nerdy.
I just thought you were talking
stuff.
Oreos. No. Cookies.
I only got my cookies.
Oh, darn them.
Been sneaking around in there.
God darn them, playing with my cookies. Yeah, so there's a bunch of websites I found you can get just like free, like tons of crazy free stuff, like deodorant, like you said, baby formula.
It's like, true. It's crazy how much
samples of food.
Didn't think about hitting up the internet.
It's insane. So
typically, you only have to subscribe to 16 magazines to get free stuff.
A lot of them really are. You just got to keep up with them every day, and they got new stuff that you can sign up to get.
Yeah.
So here's a few. Get out your pen and pad, and I will give you a few that you can write down. Or just hold out your phone, and I'll dictate it to Siri. You ready? Here we
just
go.
Put it up to the...
Are you ready?
It's a good idea.
Get Siri up. Okay. Freestuff.com. Sampleaday.com, ILFT.
I want to know what these come up as.
.com.
Oh, sorry, I messed that up.
Siri's like, I do not understand that.
Yeah.
Sweetfreestuff.com, myfreeproductsamples.com, and freestufftimes.com. Those are just a few that I found with a quick Google search. And
looking up dirtystuff.com. No, Siri.
Siri. So anyways, you can get lots of cool stuff. And it's free.
That's cool.
Yeah, so just make
That's
yourself
a
junk email and go hog wild.
Just quit your job right now and get a bunch of free stuff.
Exactly.
People do it all the time.
They do.
My wife does it.
Exactly. She quit her job just to get free formula.
Yep.
That's all she drinks she stays, now.
My cereal tastes really good with Enfamil on it.
Enfamil. Great. I got to get the lactate free or whatever it is.
I ain't gassy ever.
I never gassy. I do make her burp me after I eat, though.
Rub my back a little pat it up between the ribs.
I'll feel better that way.
The other thing for free things is to go to like seminars and events. Kobe and I go to the PrepperCon, and we've come home with little bags of pancakes.
Well, actually, you came home with the pancakes. Granola.
I do. I have two of them.
Apocalypse comes. I'm coming to your house for breakfast.
What you do is you bring your friend along, and you tell him, put it in my bag.
I'll just take it. Put it right here.
And then I have enough for my family.
Yeah.
You can get different little gadgets and gizmos.
Although PrepperCon, it does cost to get into PrepperCon.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
But there's probably other things.
Garden shows and stuff sometimes you don't have to pay.
Yeah, garden shows. Home
and
garden
they
shows.
They have like crap that you can use.
Exactly.
Maybe. Or you just pick up all their pamphlets and then you got Firestarter.
Make paper airplanes out of them.
There
and
you
stuff.
Go. Kids love it.
Entertainment, Apocalypse.
But yeah, you can. And then the other thing that's probably most important are the skills that you can pick up, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that later, I think. Though. Uh-huh. But you can get some skills at seminars.
Yeah.
You really can.
That's it. That's all about seminars.
Good.
Events.
I like that. This one, I can't put this on here.
You didn't have to use
it. I know I didn't have to use it.
I just threw it on
but
there.
But I used it like, anyways.
I know.
Cam says, number 12, go to Costco. And I'm like, well, Costco, they cost there, right?
Yeah, you have to have a membership. Huh?
You got to have a membership first, but that's okay. Find somebody who has a membership to Costco, get their card, and go on free sample day.
Yeah.
And just have lunch at Costco.
Yeah.
Because that'll save you $5 to $8 on lunch.
If Apocalypse is going on.
Well, okay.
Then the Costco's probably open.
Well, it might
feed your family.
But here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this isn't during like an SHTF. This is just like to save money for prepping. It's free. You can go have lunch there. Boom, you just saved yourself $5. Now, that $5, you can go buy some water.
That's
right?
A really good idea.
Do you see?
Yep.
Do you see how I turned that around? It looked ridiculous in my head, but I made it not ridiculous.
I never thought it was ridiculous.
You knew it all along, didn't you?
Sounded great to
it
me.
It did, yeah.
I didn't even think about the membership. First things first, you got to pay a ridiculous membership fee. Number 13, leftover wood, project garbage, stuff that's cluttering up. I'm sure you have some of that.
Yeah, I definitely do.
The pallets and stuff you can find around town, too, usually people are trying to get rid of. But those are awesome because you can start fires with it. You can put your water, you can keep your water off the ground in on them. Even like a bed to keep people up above or off the ground surface because you might have hobo spiders and stuff.
You might. Hobo spiders. I thought you were going to say hobos.
Yeah.
You might have hobos.
You might have hobos. They might like them too.
Yeah.
But using it to reinforce if alien invasions and stuff. You nail them all up.
Alien or zombies.
Or zombies, yeah.
Right.
Or just your local.
Thing? What was the thing we talked about in the alien episode? Make like really complicated locks and stuff that aren't, because they're not going to be very dexterous with their hands. So they can't get into stuff.
Long fingers.
Those really long
fingers. They can't work on the cord.
So make it like weird little hooks and stuff to get into places.
That's true. I forgot about that.
It's just like on signs where the
one can't, reaching through and stuff.
You can't get
you
out.
Just make like two little goofy, like three or four locks per
crappy door. You
got
to like lift
door.
This little thing and pull this thing out. You're going to get so frustrated.
Pissed.
Go home.
He'll shoot you with your ray gun.
Yeah.
Rig them. But yeah, that wood can be used for repairing your house, your shelter, fire. Your wife will want benches and nice
come the apocalypse,
tables
she's gonna
and
want.
Nice, like, probably flower pots and things. You're going to need, or maybe even a shelf for books.
Yeah, bookshelf.
So you need pallets because they're probably the ultimate piece of wood to make any kind of furniture you can imagine.
Yeah, and they are the absolute worst wood in the world.
They are.
Nothing straight.
No.
And you got to build something from it.
Yeah.
But it's free.
And you cut it and it splits like down the middle and you're just like, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's,
just pull those pieces off.
Exactly.
Splits.
Yeah, I know.
Forget.
Yeah. So pallets, that's a good one. I like that.
And that'll keep your significant other that's into hobbies occupied forever.
Exactly. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I put the potato chip bags. too.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's kind of a weird spot for it.
I know. I don't know why I put it there.
Pallets and potato chip bags.
Yeah. I guess they had to start with both. Start with.
I think
with
I
P.
might have put.
They both start with.
No,
P.
I got it's down. It's down lower. Some other thing.
Okay.
Anyway,
I like it. So here's another thing. When you're going out to eat, and we all do, even us people who have no money, we all go out to eat still,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of those freebies when you go out to eat. There's so many. I got a list a mile long, and I'm going to give you some of these. And so you get ready. So do you eat Chinese out sometimes, Cameron?
I eat Chinese.
Yeah. So, you know, when you go to Chinese and they give you those really cheap chopsticks?
Yeah.
Get a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Tell them I break them all the time. You just got to say that to them. They'll give you more. they're fantastic kindling.
I usually break 20 of these each time I eat. Can I get 40?
Can I get like 40 of those? How come you need so many chopsticks?
You want more soy sauce?
I'll give you more soy sauce.
They give you like 50 packs they of that, too. Oh, you even had that.
Yeah.
I
so,
ruined it.
So talk. Yeah, it's fine. So those are great kindling, great fire starter.
That's true.
And if you've eaten, you can use them to eat with. But
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
stupid to eat with them, but whatever. Condiments. You can get these everywhere. Barbecue sauce, creamers, jams, jellies, ketchup, maple syrup, mayonnaise, mustard, Parmesan cheese, red peppers, relish, salad dressing, salt and sugar, soy sauce, soup crackers, Tabasco sauce, taco sauce, tartar sauce.
Wow.
All these different sauces you can get at all these different restaurants.
It's true.
That you can put into your...
We have a drawer whatever. At work.
Yeah.
That you, it's got like all the little plastic forks that are like in the packages, mm-hmm. and it has like 10... 1,000 mayonnaise.
10,000.
I'm like,
you were going to go really, with 10, and you're like, that wasn't dramatic.
I know. 10.
Where's 1,000? Like, we had like 4 of them in there. It's crazy.
4 billion.
Yeah.
That's true. I did try
so
to make that
So you can
dramatic.
Also get like the plastic utensils at all those places usually, you know.
Yeah.
Get you some sporks at KFC. Get a
That's
whole bunch
true.
Of them.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
KFC.
Get your honey. And your butter sauce, and because it's not real butter, it says butter spread. It's not butter.
That's what it says.
It's honey sauce and butter spread or something. Grease? Yeah, and then you can get your spork.
Oh,
and then
man,
get
that is
napkins
KFC's
too.
Place
napkins. They're fantastic fire starter.
Yeah,
kindling.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic for stopping head wounds from bleeding, and lots of different things.
Yep.
You know.
Never know.
You never know. Every time you go to the dentist, make sure you say, "Hey, I want my freebies." They'll give you toothpaste.
That's true.
They'll give you
toothbrushes.
They especially toothbrushes.
Need to be hammered.
Yeah. So.
They got money.
They do got money. Those rat bastards. So anytime you're going out to a hotel, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
The
they
hotel,
got tons.
They got tons of stuff. You're going to get shampoo. You're going to get lotions. You're going to get soap. You're going to get.
Just go out. Just
did coffee. You have that? You usually have like the thing of coffee and tea. They got
ask
those
the front desk if they sell a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Do you sell duffel bags?
Do you guys have complimentary duffel bags? cups. They usually have some cups.
Came
like
in with
plastic cups there.
Oh
usually.
Yeah, they do.
You can usually sneak a Bible out of there if you want. they
true.
You take the batteries out of the remote. Done. You can do that. They got pens. They got paper, and they got toilet paper.
Never heard of the batteries. That would piss me off.
It would piss you off so
if
bad.
I own that.
But still, though.
Just that place is cleaned out. Like the knobs are taken off the dressers
there is
and stuff.
Nothing.
What the freak?
I'll melt these knobs down, make something from them.
Where's all the power cords?
All the power cords. There's alarm clocks in there.
Oh, man.
Just pillowcases.
The carpet pulled up and everything.
Anyways,
who stayed here?
Take whatever you can from a hotel room. They're jipping
man,
you anyways.
The battery thing cracks me up.
Yeah.
That's true, though. You know, they're
it is true.
Some places are charging you too much. You take advantage.
Yep.
Now that's great. That's good stuff. So the other thing, forage, berries and food.
Oh, I'll tell you, man. Like
so, depending where you
forage
live,
signatures on checks,
you need to start foraging your signature.
Yeah.
So when we lived in Oregon, like a lot of the little hiking trails that we went on had tons of blackberry bush. I couldn't even believe
oh, really?
How much just grows. And
what was that game we always used to play?
They were all of
blackberry
yeah,
bushes.
It was it H1Z1?
H1Z1, yeah.
Tons of
you
blackberry
could always get
bushes.
Blackberries.
Yeah. Those grow wild, and some areas you can find. Like, asparagus grows like crazy where I'm at, where my family is. People always come and try and steal that. I won't kill them.
In Brigham?
It just grows on the sides of the
really?
Ditch banks, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's a really good bug out
so
spot.
So asparagus.
That's where we're going.
I know. I'm going to kill my family and take over their house.
They can.
My dad's
live.
Like, welcome. No, I'm dead.
Welcome.
I don't need another mouth to feed. But yeah, you can literally, if you know your stuff, find a lot of stuff out in the wilderness.
Well, that's where
stuff.
That free app comes in handy too. That wild edibles light or whatever. Here.
That will save your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Some blackberries aren't blackberries.
Yeah.
Kill you.
It will.
The other thing is, now you got to be real, real smart and you got to know people in town.
Yeah.
When I lived in Logan, Utah.
Yeah.
If anybody's living there right now, Frito-Lays, will like dump all of their expired bags in the dumpster. I think they try and pop them.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that. It's like, we don't want people getting sick from our garbage, probably. But yeah, those are like full bags and they're maybe a week or even a month. I don't care. It's Frito-Lays. I'd eat it a year too.
Yeah.
But if you're real desperate,
a year too.
If you're desperate, and you're resourceful, you just go to Frito-Lays, and I think like places like Wonder Bread and stuff.
Oh yeah,
will
I'm
throw
sure.
all that crap out too.
Yeah, we used to get
take it and throw it in the freezer.
We used to raise pigs back in the day, and we'd get Frito-Lays, and that's what we'd feed all our pigs, all the expired Frito-Lays.
Did you really?
Because we knew somebody. Yeah.
Ah, nice.
So we'd have like truckloads full of potato chips.
Say you have pigs, go find your Frito-Lay delivery man.
Well, you could even use it for like if you have chickens at home. Those bastards will eat anything, man.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so any leftover food would be great for your chickens.
But yeah, if you could really go scrounging, some
a good
of those
idea.
Companies can they throw away a lot of the expired stuff and hey, it's not expired all the way.
Day old donuts.
Yeah.
At donut shop.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Manager special at your local Smith's,
or
which I don't think you know what I'm talking about.
Just hang around restaurants and eat off people's plates when they go to the bathroom or when they leave.
That's a good idea.
That's tip number 19.
No, I'm staying here. Stole batteries last night. I'm just eating your food, too.
So check out this flashlight. Brand new double A's. They only been used for a little bit.
I don't know how much channel flipping's been going on with these batteries.
You want to check out my Gideon's Bible? I got one of them, too.
Yeah, it's real nice.
It's real nice. I like that one. That was good. Okay. The next one. This one's easy, simple, small. Save your dryer lint for fire starter.
Because
that stuff
that.
Is pretty good.
I haven't tried it. Have you tried it?
I have tried it. It's not as good as people say it is because it's all over like Pinterest and Facebook. Like,
of course it is.
Save your dryer lint. Burn the world with it. But it's really not that good. It works okay.
Yeah.
But I've had other stuff. Like I literally one day I was using. So you'd get the old toilet paper rolls, you know, the inside cardboard, and you'd stuff it full of dryer lint.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good idea, right?
Cool.
So
sounds like a bomb.
It does. So I had one of those, and then I also had a little tiny bag of Doritos, and I was testing them against each other. Doritos won out, like, by far for fire starter. Yeah.
Nice.
So
I believe
there's a little tip for you.
That's
but
a
anyways,
good tip.
You can
that
use
that one for free too.
Yeah, that one's free. I didn't even put
that
one on
the list. We
don't
charge anything for this podcast.
But yeah, so you can save your dryer lint.
I didn't put that one on the list. Yeah, I've wanted to try that. I never have. It doesn't sound like it would work very well.
It does.
Probably smells good.
Yeah, it does.
And then smoky, but lavender smoky.
Lavender, yeah.
Where the freak are we?
Number 17.
Number 17. So 5 gallon buckets.
Yeah.
You probably have some of those. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Or even a little less. Maybe 6 gallon.
You know, you can even go get those at a lot of different places, like restaurants. Use them for like a lot of food comes in them, so they're always just getting
pickles.
Rid of them.
Pickles come in those.
Pickles, yeah.
It's number one
pickles
thing.
Or you know, vegetable oil or anything like
really?
That.
Really? You can just grab those?
Well, if you know somebody or go ask them,
yeah.
Can I have your old 5 gallon buckets, please?
I know you got pickle delivery today.
I know.
You How got, many of those
I
you
can
got?
Smell that dill pickle on your breath. Give me that bucket.
Give me that bucket.
I can smell that dill pickle on
these,
your...
Wait, this tastes fresh in my sandwich today. You got a new pickle bucket back there?
Give me that pickle bucket, boy.
But the 5 gallon bucket can be used for tons of different things. Number one, a turd bucket.
Yeah.
It's a toilet.
Drop
you don't
a
have
deuce.
To sit very far down.
Drop a
deuce. You can store your water in it. Hopefully you didn't turd in it.
Yeah.
And then you're storing water in
don't
it.
Don't do both.
Oh, that just fell down.
Dang. Everything's falling.
Stuff's falling apart in here. Better wrap this podcast up.
Hurry up, hurry up.
We have a blanket fall over this.
We got stuff rigged all over this place that I don't know if it's going to stay on the walls.
I don't think
so.
Well,
we're trying our best.
Sorry. They can be used. I still want to build one of these little mini swamp coolers.
Mm, yeah.
You just stick like a whatever to wick up the water, and then you cut a hole in the top and put a little mini fan in there.
Yeah.
Poke some holes in the side. Blows air out.
I like it.
Booyah.
Booyah.
But yeah, the 5 gallon bucket is amazing. Oh, fish trap. Well, cut holes inside, put some food in there, stick it down in the canal.
Oh,
get
yeah.
a bunch of mud catfish.
Exactly. Minnows.
Minnows, too.
Uh-huh.
I think that's illegal, but.
Is it?
Who cares?
And yeah, if it's an SHTF situation, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'd drop your bucks wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's good. I liked it. I liked it. The next one, make an emergency plan. This is something that everybody can do, and everybody can do it for no money whatsoever. And that's why we're talking about it. That's why it's on the list. That's why it's number 18.
Yeah.
Go to redcross.org, go to ready.gov, or go to FEMA.gov. All of those have great emergency plans that you can fill out, or you can print out, fill out, and you can give to your family. It only takes just a little bit of time and a little bit of effort, but it's free. And
go do it.
And really, that's one of those things that everybody should be doing. And if you're a prepper and if you haven't made any sort of emergency plan, I don't know, man.
Stupid.
You're stupid, according to the camera.
Says me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like the inventory comes along with a lot of these, too.
It does,
these
lists
are like... Mm-hmm. Get your toothpaste and your panties.
Yeah.
Your mask panties.
Yeah.
You done?
No, that's it. Yep.
Grow a garden right now.
Okay.
And the next one. But learn how to do that for one. Two, you probably have fruit, crap, and stuff in your fridge that those seeds could possibly be used.
They could.
So you could just get your garden going from that.
Yeah.
Spit some watermelon seeds out in the dirt.
Oh, I just spit some out yesterday.
Yeah, you might have watermelon tonight.
Mm.
Another one.
I'm lucky.
But basically, learn gardening because that's going to save your life. And what seeds can be used, you know, heirloom seeds that can be used each year,
mm-hmm.
how to prepare those seeds next time. For next season, gardens are great.
Is that it? Are you done?
I just wasn't sure last time.
Okay. Just making sure you're done.
Go ahead. I'm done.
So this one we've talked about a little bit already, but knowledge and skills. It costs nothing to learn, and especially these days. What are you doing right now? All of you listening are listening to a podcast, and you are all doing it for free.
You may be learning.
You might be learning something.
Maybe.
Yeah. So podcasts are fantastic. There's plenty of them out there for survival and for prepping. After you've listened to ours and subscribed and told all your friends, then you can go listen to all the other ones.
Go find some other ones.
There's some good ones out there that have some good stuff. YouTube obviously has tons, like so much that you just want to kill yourself when you get on there. There's just too many. You can go to the local library. Sure. This is free.
I can pretty much do anything if I have access to YouTube.
You can. You really can. Your library. You know, you can get access to the internet there if you don't have access.
True.
You can get lots of different books and movies and all that kind of stuff. And they usually do like lots of free, like Cam said, seminars and events and things like that. Like ours,
unfortunately, you might have to pay a $20 late fee that somebody will.
Ours has like once in a while they'll do like beekeeping seminars for free. And
oh yeah, they do that.
They'll do like emergency stuff once in a while.
Knowledge is power.
It really is. And then free Kindle books. There's tons of free books on Kindle that you can get, and they cost you nothing, and they're good stuff. So just learn. The more knowledge you can get, the more skills you can get, the better off you're going to be.
For sure.
Better than spending money on gear, usually.
It really is.
So
you can have all gear in the world, but if you don't know how to use it, you don't.
You don't. Exactly.
You don't.
That's all I have for that one.
Okay. All right. 21, print some maps. So locally, whatever town you might end up in or bug out to or start scavenging in, you can print out a topographical map and figure out where the crap you want to go.
Yeah. Have you found a good place to do that online for free?
I think most of the time, honestly, you can just type in. You just type in like the city topographical and then you just
You'll
click on
something.
Images.
Oh,
and you
okay.
can get, they may not be the very best, but
you'll have a general
I don't think
idea.
The earth changes that much.
Yeah.
Somebody's usually uploaded something.
Yeah.
But
did you see in our town lately that we've had the.
Actually,
Google's
almost
been here?
Good enough that. Oh, no, I haven't.
No,
I mean,
it's Apple.
If you do.
At the hotel at the end of the town, Apple has like 10 of their vans.
Shut up.
That have like the big stuff on top, like the cameras and whatnot. I think it's Apple.
What are they doing?
They're mapping.
Oh.
So they're driving
Apple
around town.
Maps. Oh, we need to get on that.
I know. It's pretty cool, huh? Anyways, sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, though, even Apple Maps and Google Maps, you can print pretty good, like,
you can, yeah,
map from just that. I think it even gives you elevation and, you know, all that stuff too. It's not the greatest, but you can definitely print whatever you want if you have a printer.
If you have a printer and print cards.
If you don't, then you're going to be paying.
But you can go down to the
millions
library.
Of dollars for a refill.
The library, I think, will let you print.
Oh, that's right. You can do that too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think our library has a 3D printer.
It does.
I need to go do that.
Yeah, it'd be fun, huh?
Make something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Print whatever you want online.
Yeah, anything.
That's what I was
thinking. I like it. Very good. Here's something that's pretty easy and not very expensive. Make copies of important documents like your birth certificates, your titles to homes, passports. Also make digital copies and save it online somewhere. Even if you email it to yourself, like on Gmail, which is obviously free, go to the library, scan it, or go to wherever it is. If you don't have internet, most people have
internet. Might want to encrypt it.
Yeah, but anyways, but you could save it in a lot of different places. Yeah, you're right. You probably want to encrypt it. But if you don't have a way to do that, you know what I mean? You could just email it to yourself. You have a copy online ready to go at all times. Also, you can just make, you know, a physical copy of everything and have that at somewhere else, not at your home. You know what I mean? Really good.
Most of those storage, I mean, granted you have internet access, but
yeah,
those documents are nothing.
Yeah.
You could score.
Score.
You could store billions of them.
Yeah, you can.
And it wouldn't even take up.
Yeah, just get a little gig or flash drive, and you can have tons of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know,
But that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I used to keep all of mine on a, you know, printed out on a paper, like all my cards lined out.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting to update them, since I lose my cards quite often.
Yeah,
and the stupid local bank, that one stops working like almost immediately after I get it. Anyway, bartering items. So those like certain things that you get. Or not get can be used as bartering items.
That's true.
Now, like, there's a lot of stuff that maybe you have duplicates of, or you know, don't use anymore, or don't find useful.
Mm-hmm.
Consider before you throw it away or give it away to somebody else because it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I could barter this. I don't have any more on that. You just got to think about. Well, yeah, that's it.
Okay,
I don't think there's any much more on that.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not going to go into detail on bartering. Go listen to the other podcast
on bartering. Buttholes,
we did it.
Harvest rainwater. This is, if it's legal in your area, and some areas it's not.
Why is it not?
Because people are weird, because government is weird and stupid, and I don't like it.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, there's several areas in the country that, it's not legal. It's really stupid. But if it is legal, you can.
What are you doing?
You drinking that rain.
This is our water.
This is our rain. Don't touch it.
Excuse me.
We're gonna,
you don't see me coming taking all of your grass and
yeah, that's all rain.
So you could rig up, you know, a rain catchment system, put out all your Walmart plastic bags in the backyard, hang them on a fence, then you got a whole bunch of water. Anyways, but yeah, if you can harvest rainwater, it's a big deal, bro. It's a really big deal,
bro.
That water is gonna be a big deal. So
most people, I think, have a tarp or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
get your catchment going.
But get a system if you can, you know. Obviously, you're going to have to pay to get that system. But if not, like you said, if you have a tarp or plastic bags or put a whole bunch of cups in the backyard, I don't know what you got to do. Just freaking harvest
cans. Lay them all over the place.
Just walk out there and
keep your, good idea, though.
Keep your mouth open.
Earth's been trying to give them to you for a long time.
Here it is, idiot. Save it.
Drink it.
Drink it.
If it were to rain here and we were to collect it, it would kill us immediately.
Oh, yeah, probably would.
The air's got to be so dirty right now. And the last thing is, don't let anybody know you're doing this.
Shh. Quiet.
This podcast didn't happen.
Nobody's here right now.
So learn about becoming the gray man. We had an episode about this, so go listen to it right now.
Which one was that? Do you remember?
No. It's one of the ones before 60.
I don't know. It was a while
ago. But yeah. All this stuff that you're compiling, maybe you do look like a hoarder, but you want to keep it on the down low. You don't want people stealing your pallets and your plastic bags.
Keep it on the DL. Yeah. Episode 46.
46?
Yeah.
So go check that out about becoming a gray man.
Yeah.
How to look non-suspicious. How to look like that person that doesn't have all this stuff ready.
Exactly.
You don't want to look smart.
And you can do that all for free. There's ways of being the gray man that's all free. It's all free.
Yeah.
So just
that's just a good way to keep yourself safe and be able to make the decision whether or not to help people. And I love to have that power over people.
Exactly.
anyway, so
That's a bunch of things you can do as a prepper or a survivalist for free.
There's a lot of other ideas.
Yeah, there's more.
You could send us ideas.
Send us
want.
Ideas,
say,
please.
Why don't you just start giving us ideas about, hey, I thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
Save some flags for stuff.
Save some flags. Yeah.
But first, before we get into our reviews, I want to talk about survival boxes.
Okay.
Which we're going to review anyway.
Yeah.
Well, not review, but tell you about it. They are the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need to prep for surviving disasters, emergencies, or your next outdoor adventure. There are many boxes to choose from, so you can order the survival food, water, and gear required for your survival plan. Sign up today to get survival boxes delivered to your doorstep every month. Is this different?
Mm-hmm.
What, did you change it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. No contracts. Like I said, cancel anytime. You want to go and use the promo code Casual Preppers, and I want you to do it tonight.
Yeah, that's key. That is key in this whole thing. That. Use our promo code, okay?
Because you'll get 10% off, and it'll be way worth it. I'm not even joking.
It's going to be beyond your wildest dreams.
It seriously is, like, yes.
Speaking of that, why don't we just tell them what we got in our survival boxes?
Why don't we
boxes?
Just go into it? Because you don't know why you're wanting to save 10%. You're going to be sad.
You're going to know now. So we got a couple of boxes. I think We got the gear only, is that right? Just hand me the card and I'll read and you can show. Yeah, this is the gear only XL.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, hopefully the card's in there still, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Gear only XL from Survival Boxes. The price is $89.99 and it's $161 value. Ooh. First thing is the Lansky Rohde 8-in-1 Sharpener and Tool. It's a $7.96 value.
Holy crap, dude. There's so much stuff in here.
Is there?
Wow.
Is it? I don't know.
Not that.
That's not it.
Where is it?
Lansky Rohde 8-in-1 Sharpener and Tool. Anyways.
Everybody loves listening to me search around.
They absolutely do. Well, let's just move on. You'll find it soon.
Found it.
You found it?
Oh, it's teeny tiny.
Oh, it's teeny tiny. Show them that.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Got a clip and a measuring tool.
Ooh.
And it's got a sharpener.
And it's tiny.
It's
I like that.
Metal.
Very cool. The next thing is the Pentax White Tails Unlimited 10x50 binoculars. $48.94.
Freaking beasts.
Freaking binoculars. Thank you, Survival Boxes.
Wide angle.
Thank you, yes.
Virtual reality.
The next binoculars. Is the Snug Pack Pro Force Packable Pillow, and this I will use. I can tell you, I have a blow-up pillow for
Snuggy
backpacking,
pillow.
And I don't like it. But this one looks comfy.
You know what? It's yours.
Yeah, well, we got two of them, so we're good to go. That's the Snug Pack Pro. That's $15 value. And then the More Knife Eldris with Neck Lanyard and Fire Starter. $32.56 value. Yeah.
I love their knives.
You can't go wrong with a More Knife.
You seriously can't.
You really can't. And then the Winchester Field X Change and Blade 7-Piece Kit. $48.53.
That is insane.
Yeah. Take that.
Yeah.
That thing's crazy. Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of different...
That's
it's like a handle
on my wall.
I know,
look weird,
sexy looking,
shiny stars.
And then you get the survival knowledge card, as always. So the next one we got was
what was the value and what was the price?
Price is $89.
I don't know how.
Value
they do
is $161.
I don't know how they do?
How do?
Seriously
they
though,
do it.
Like,
yeah,
that's good. That's good.
So the next one is the Alpha that we had?
Alpha.
Yeah, the Alpha. This is a $40 value and it's or a $40 price. $87 value. Basically, you double what you just paid. So you get 2 25-year storable dehydrated frozen freeze-dried meals. Obviously, some of my favorites usually always. What do we got?
These are like more compact.
Is it Backpacker's Pantry?
Dark chocolate cheesecake mix.
Mm, that's a dessert. That's a good stuff. And then the other one we got...
Louisiana Red Beans and Rice.
Ooh, nice.
Beans.
And then brains and rice. And then you get the
Louisiana brains.
You get the emergency water pouches, as always, which we love. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Then you, again, get the Lansky Rohde 8-in-1 Sharpener and Tool, just like last time.
You've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it. And then the Pentax Juniper 8x21 compact binoculars, smaller ones.
Little babies.
I like those. Again, a Snug Pack Pro Force Packable Pillow, $15 value. And then the knowledge card, and then you get your heirloom seeds. Boom.
It's freaking amazing.
What kind of seeds did we get this time?
Boxcar Willie tomato.
Ooh, boxcar.
Boxcar Willie.
Like that. So, survival boxes. Always killing it. Always.
They really do.
Use our code Casual Preppers. Next.
That almost just falling all the way down.
Next is Battle Box Mission 42. Is that what this is? 42?
I think
I don't remember.
43.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you're right.
42. It's got stuff, though. You got the box or the card.
There you go.
There. All right. This one is the Tracking Box, Mission 42. Basic box, $25 value. The first thing is the SAS Tracking Handbook. This, I love when they send books. I love it. Hate when they send DVDs.
Yeah.
Love when they send
Do
books.
Do not send DVDs.
But the books are fantastic.
They're amazing.
Yes. So it's a SAS
Can't
Tracking
ever,
Handbook.
Ever go wrong
nope.
with a book.
And then the UST Learn and Live Tracking Cards. Cards for tracking. You want me to put that over here? Somewhere. Oh, gosh. Bro.
Did I cut your finger?
You might as well have.
Okay, sorry, everybody. This is really loud and annoying.
Yeah, it
okay.
is. So UST Learn and Live Tracking Cards. So there's those little cards that show you how to track or something. I can't remember exactly what they do. But they're in there somewhere, right I promise. Here. Yeah.
These are awesome.
And then
I actually do think these are pretty sweet.
Yeah, and then the Animal Tracks Casting Kit. I don't know why they put this in here. Like, I'd almost rather
Nobody
just
does
give
either.
give me $9.
So it's like a little kid thing.
Worth of safety pins or something. Yeah, as for casting, it's kind of
some
dumb.
Paper.
Wazoo Tracking Field Kit. This I actually did like, the bandana field kit.
Yeah, that. This is this one, right?
Nope. It's like a little...
It's even smaller, huh?
Where's it at?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all wrapped up.
Yeah, it's right there. It is. So it has a bandana with a bunch of different tracks on it, like animal tracks. And then it also has like a slap bracelet that has a measuring yeah. tape on it. It's
People thought cool. that was pretty dumb, but I actually
yeah,
I don't see why that's stupid.
I don't mind it at all. That's a $14 value. And then the Fire Tracks Reflective Trail Markers. And so this is for when you're tracking something, going through the woods or whatnot, you can put these on the trees and you know which way you've gone.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
These are, I mean... They're pretty impressive. Like it looks like they have a battery in them. Almost,
yeah, they're super
they're
bright.
So
yeah. Reflective. So that's your basic box. And the advanced box, which is $50. Then you have the Barska Lucid 8x21 binoculars. Obviously, you need binocs. You need some field optics when
We're
you're
going to be seeing lots yeah. of stuff.
And then the BattleTac Dual Flagging Tape Dispenser. So that gives you some tape. For
yeah, I thought this
stuff.
Was pretty sweet. So you know, maybe even just marking your way out of
yeah
wherever
exactly
but marking footprints and. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
And then you got the Pro Box, $99 value. The Nightshade 520 tracking headlamp. Good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. This one's cool. It's got a real bright green LED that, you know, animals can't see. So they don't know you're looking for them.
Exactly. And then the Survival First Tracking Kit.
You got batteries with it.
Yeah. The tracking kit is right there. So that has a bunch of stuff. Like it has some of the tape in there and it has...
Yeah.
What else?
Actually,
it
has some good stuff.
Some little field markers and different
yeah,
things.
That's exactly.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, like you said, then the AAA batteries and the Pro Plus. You get the Topps knives, brown tracker. It's $120 value. Topps, they're fantastic knives. Topps makes really good knives.
They do.
It's hard to go wrong. It's a little tiny sucker, but it's a cool knife.
Yeah, they do make yeah. awesome knives.
So I'd have to say BattleBox did much better than last month. I didn't even see that on there.
The all-weather notebook, yeah, it's in there. I think
oh,
it's
it?
In all the boxes. So.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, I don't know. I wasn't... I think a lot of people were kind of disappointed with this box.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say a lot.
I.
But there's some. There's always the haters.
Coming from last month, it's fantastic.
I like it.
But...
most of the stuff I don't have and
yeah.
will use, so...
Mm-hmm.
So, good job, BattleBox.
Yeah, thank you, BattleBox. That was good stuff. I liked it.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Sorry, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, you did.
So how since we've been talking about the different, oh man, computer's all spazzing out here.
You want mine?
What the? Yeah, I do. That screen's so weird. we're talking about kind of putting together all these items, not spending a dime. You can do the same for medicine.
Oh, nice.
So just a few things I wanted to talk about real quick. That you can put together so that you have good items for medicinal uses. First thing I put in there is kind of white shirt clothing. You can tear it up into strips and create bandages, tourniquets, things like that. I like white because you can see if the wound's weeping, just regular plasma, clear fluid, or if it's more, you know, pus and I say pus because you can't say pussy. It just doesn't sound good.
Sounds weird, doesn't it?
And then you can use it to, you know, when it's clean, you know, if you reuse those things. So white shirt and clothing. Number two, just stuff around the house. If you drink alcohol, that's can be used for anesthesia. It can be used for sterilizing, multiple uses, cooking, you know, whatever. Alcohol's great. Vinegar is also excellent for medicine, sore throats, foot odor, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, helps lower blood sugar. Great to have. And honey, we've talked about a million times.
Yeah.
It's an awesome one to have too. Other thing is get some pill containers. You may have already have some or a way to just organize so you have small amounts of all those meds that you have. You know, most people have Tums and stomach acid pills and Tylenol, ibuprofen. Just get a little kit that has all of them in one place so you can throw it in your bug out bag.
Nice.
Bag.
Like it.
Baking soda, cornstarch, they're great for, you know, wicking away and pulling away all that moisture out of your crevices.
Yeah.
It's also good for blisters and cleaning. You can use it on bee stings and other stings.
Anything
that stings you. It helps kind of pull, It's more basic, so it helps pull out some of the acidity. And anyways, great stuff to have. Tape, any form, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain ones that are great, but any form of tape is going to help hold secure bandages in place, even used to keep a wound closed. So get some tape, put it in a bag, number whatever. Keep a lighter in there because you can use that lighter to sterilize tools even.
Yeah.
Cauterize small wounds. So you want to fire matches. I mean, it'll work, but it's nice to have any kind of lighter, propane, and maybe even blowtorch. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Rolls of toilet paper and paper towels. Simple, but really nice to have to clean up messes around your house.
It sure is.
But to help, you can even use it to clean up wounds and stuff like that so that you have to not use all of your cloth that you're wanting to reuse and things like that. So glue, super glue, or hot glue gun. No, but have multiple things of super glue. Tons of uses for closing up foreheads and hands, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sugar is a good thing to have too. It can help those that have diabetes if they're going into, you know, if they're hypoglycemic and issues like that. It also is good to have. It can help reduce pain.
Mm-hmm.
It just turns off some of those sensors. So you just eat it. It's good. I love it. Everybody likes sugar. And then tea bags and
D-bags.
Yep. Tea bags can be used to help absorb blood, and they also help. They have tannins in them, and that can help clot blood. So it's a good thing to use in place if you have a bad bleed. Some people have lots of tea around. Just use the tea bags.
Interesting.
So anyways, just think of all those things inside your house. You can look online. There's multiple places that show you household items that can be used for medicine.
Nice. I like
Use it. Make it.
Do it.
Very anyway, good.
Thank you.
That's it.
That's good.
I don't have any more.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate you guys. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to be kicking out some new content soon. Some good stuff, right,
Cam? Sorry about all the noise.
Yeah, Cam's a noisy little sucker.
I was noisy, and
the room's noisy. We got to work on this room a little more.
So not going to be this way.
No, it's not always going to be this way.
Getting it better.
Please go and enter our contest. Give us a name for this bad boy right here. You can call it the Echo Chamber, whatever you want to call it.
Echo Chamber, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's good, huh? Go see us at casualpreppers.com. And I think that's all we got. You got anything else, Cameron?
Nope, that's it.
All right, we'll see you all later.